Welcome to Radio 21.
Our reporter in Skanderaj informed Serb infantry troops to have entered the village of Poljac and killed 16 residents of this village. Radio 21 sources learned the names of 8 killed persons that were brought in Mitrovica Hospital. Sabit Beg Veliči, Ramiz Recep Getaj, Nebih Hazir Vojvoda, Yunus Kaleci and Lavdim Vojvoda, whereas 3 other corpses are still unidentified. Most of houses in Skanderaj are burned to ashes. Male residents are taken as hostages in the factory of ammunition and in police station in Mitrovica. Over 15,000 people displaced from Drenica live in fears that they might still seek some other place if they are attacked. There is a great need for food and medicaments because most of them are sick. Our reporter in Mališeva, Yusuf Butuci, informs the clashes between KLA and Yugoslav army that took part from the late night in the municipality of Mališeva brought with them an immense number of displaced people that spent last night outside in cold and in fears. 3 KLA members wounded and a lot of Serb soldiers killed. There are big chances the fightings to start again since new Serb reinforcements. Over 18 combative vehicles today are detached in the city of Mališeva. Serb forces shelled 2 villages in the municipality of Suareka. Villagers of Pečan and Slobožan fled their homes and sought shelter in some other villages that are considered less endangered. Our reporter Gazman Berisha informs from Suareka. 2 Albanians have been wounded during yesterday attacks Serb forces made against these villages. Our reporter also informs today at about 2:45 p.m. some gun shootings were heard in the center of Suareka that served as a pretext Serb forces to maltreat pedestrians and to put in flames an Albanian house. All the areas in the center of Suareka were put on sniper's lances, whereas the roads of this city are full of police and military troops. In spite of the polling situation, shows no signs of improvement. It is decided the lessons of all levels to be suspended till March 31st.